Alyssa Milano demands gun control law that wouldn't have stopped Virginia Beach shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 1, 2019. Actress and gun control activist Alyssa Milano reacted to the Virginia Beach shooting by blaming Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Milano suggested that the shooting would not have occurred and H.R. 8 had been voted on in the Senate. 11 killed and McConnell won't bring hashtag H.R. 8 up for a vote. Tell me again how the GOP is pro-life when they won't vote for a bill that already passed the House that would make the country safer from gun violence. Hashtag no RA. The actress said. H.R. 8 is legislation criminalizing private gun sales by requiring would-be private gun buyers to undergo a background check like buyers at retail. The problem with Milano promoting this legislation now and blaming McConnell in the process is that NBC News reports the Virginia Beach attacker acquired his gun legally, which means he underwent a background check to get it. Democrats name the legislation H.R. 8 as a way to honor Gabby Giffords, who 8 years ago survived being shot in Tucson, Arizona. But the truth of the matter is that H.R. 8 would not have prevented her from being shot, as her attacker passed a background check to acquire his gun. If Hollywood gun control activists and other Democrat surrogates want to lessen the occurrences of heinous attacks, the solution is fewer restrictions on armed law-abiding citizens, not more. Law-abiding citizens must be able to shoot back. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Down Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.